So far, this track has trained classifiers. Images in, single class label out. That answers one question. Real-world computer vision usually needs more. A self-driving car needs to know not just there is a pedestrian, but there is a pedestrian in this particular box 20 meters ahead. A medical imaging system needs not just this scan contains a tumor, but these exact pixels are the tumor. An analyst trying to trust or debug a vision model needs to know, what about the input made the network say cat? This lesson covers the three families of tasks that go beyond classification: object detection, what and where, segmentation, which pixels belong to which object, and visualization, what is the network looking at internally. Each gets a section. Object detection, what and where. Object detection takes an image and produces a list of class label and bounding box pairs, one per detected object. The output is not a single answer. It is a variable length list, which means the architecture has to do something more than classification. There are two dominant architectural families, two-stage detectors, the RCNN family. The original RCNN, Gershik et al., 2014, used an external algorithm to propose around 2,000 candidate regions in the image, ran a CNN classifier on each region, and refined the box coordinates. It worked, but was slow. A separate CNN forward pass per region. Fast RCNN 2015 ran the CNN on the whole image once and used a region of interest pooling layer to extract per region features from the shared feature map, getting an order of magnitude speed up. Faster RCNN, Ren et al. 2015, replaced the external region proposal algorithm with a learned region proposal network, RPN, making the whole system end-to-end trainable and faster again. Faster RCNN is still a strong baseline in many production systems. One-stage detectors, YOLO, SSD, RetinaNet. These do detection in a single forward pass over the image, with no separate proposal step. YOLO, You Only Look Once, Redman et al. 2015, divides the image into a grid and predicts class scores plus bounding boxes at every grid cell simultaneously. SSD and RetinaNet follow similar one-stage patterns with various refinements. The trade-off is roughly, one-stage detectors are faster, often real-time. Two-stage detectors historically had slightly better accuracy. Modern variants of both have narrowed that gap. A few shared concepts both families use. Anchor boxes. Instead of regressing arbitrary box coordinates from scratch, the network predicts offsets from a set of predefined boxes of different shapes and sizes, anchors, placed densely across the image. Anchors give the network a sensible starting point and help it handle the wide range of object scales and aspect ratios in natural images. Loss equals classification plus box regression. A detection model is trained with two losses combined, a classification loss, cross-entropy lesson 3 for the class label, and a regression loss, smooth L1 or similar, for the box coordinates. The total loss is a weighted sum, and the network learns both jobs jointly. Intersection over union, IOU, for evaluation. To check whether a predicted box matches a ground truth box, the standard metric is IOU. A predicted box is counted as a true positive for a given object if its IOU with the ground truth box is above some threshold, commonly 0.5, stricter benchmarks use 0.75, or sweep across thresholds and average. Detection quality is usually summarized by mean average precision, MAP, which aggregates precision recall behavior across all classes and IOU thresholds. A worked IU. Take two boxes in standard corner format, top left X and Y, then bottom right X and Y. Predicted box A is 0, 0, 10, 10. Ground truth box B is 1, 1, 11, 11. Compute the intersection rectangle, That is above the 0.5 threshold, so the prediction would count as a match. The IOU formula is the single most used evaluation primitive across detection, segmentation, and tracking. Image segmentation. Which pixels? Segmentation goes one level finer than detection. Instead of a box around each object, it labels every pixel in the image. There are two flavors. Semantic segmentation labels each pixel with a class, but does not distinguish between instances of that class. A photo of three cats would have every cat pixel labeled with no information about which pixel belongs to which cat. Use cases. Autonomous driving, every pixel is road on car, pedestrian or sky on building, where the categories matter more than the per object identity for navigation. Instance segmentation labels each pixel with both a class and an instance identifier. The same photo of three cats produces three separate masks. Cat number one's pixels, cat number two's pixels, cat number three's pixels. Instance segmentation effectively combines detection, which objects are present and where, with semantic segmentation, which exact pixels belong to each. The dominant architectures for each. Fully convolutional networks, FCN, Long et al., 2015, for semantic segmentation. The first deep architecture to do per-pixel labeling. The insight, replace the fully connected layers at the top of a classification CNN with conv layers, so the network's output is itself a spatial map, per-pixel class scores, rather than a single class vector. Upsampling layers then bring the output back to the input's spatial resolution. UNET, Ronneberger et al. 2015, for semantic segmentation, especially in medical imaging. An encoder-decoder shape. The encoder progressively downsamples, extracting features at decreasing spatial resolution. Then a decoder progressively upsamples back to input resolution. The key piece is skip connections. You have already met this idea in ResNet. From each encoder layer to the corresponding decoder layer, which pass spatial detail across the U-shape, so the output can be both semantically informed from deep features and spatially precise from early features. Mask RCNN, He et al., 2017, for instance, segmentation. Built on top of faster RCNN, in addition to predicting a class and box per proposed region, it predicts a per-region binary mask saying which pixels inside the box belong to the object. Conceptually clean, detection plus a per-instance segmentation head. Use cases for segmentation in the wild. Medical imaging, tumor or organ segmentation, where you need pixel-precise boundaries for treatment planning, autonomous driving, per-pixel scene parsing for navigation, photo editing tools, subject extraction, background removal, and augmented reality, knowing which pixels are ground so virtual objects can sit on it. Visualizing what CNNs learned, seeing inside the net. The other extension that takes vision beyond classification is interpretability, techniques for peeking inside what a trained network has actually learned to see. These do not change what the network is. They change what we can see about it. A useful taxonomy by what the technique looks at. Saliency maps. Compute the gradient of the predicted class's score with respect to the input pixels. Pixels where a small change would most affect the class score are the ones the network is paying attention to. Visualized as a heat map over the image, saliency maps highlight which regions drove the prediction. Cheap to compute, one backward pass, the same backprop machinery from lesson 4. And the canonical first look at what mattered. Occlusion sensitivity. Slide a small gray square over different positions of the image. At each position, record how much the predicted class score drops. Build a heat map of predictions drop when this region is hidden. Slower than saliency, many forward passes, but more directly faithful to what is the network actually using, because it actually deletes regions rather than computing a derivative. Class activation mapping, KMAM, and GradCam, Selvaraju et al., 2017. Use the network's own feature maps near the top, weighted by the predicted class, to produce a coarse heat map of where in the image is the evidence for this class. GradCam works on essentially any CNN architecture. The original cam required a specific final layer structure and is the most commonly used in practice for show me what the model is looking at when it predicts X. Activation maximization and deep dream. Find, by gradient ascent, the input image that maximally activates a specific neuron, useful for inspecting what individual neurons or filters have learned to detect. Deep dream, Mordvintsev et al., 2015, is the popular and visually striking version that maximizes the activation of a whole layer at once, producing the famous psychedelic dog faces and eyes images. Feature space embedding, TSNE. Run the network on many images, take the deep feature vectors from a late layer, and project them to 2D with TSNE, van der Maaten and Hinton, 2008, or UMAP, McInnes et al., 2018. Images of the same class should cluster together. Clean clustering is evidence the network has learned useful features, often used as a sanity check after training, an honest caveat. These techniques are useful for intuition and debugging, and they often flag obvious failures. A wolf versus husky classifier turning out to rely on snow in the background, a famous example. They are not a complete explanation of why a deep network makes a particular decision. Modern interpretability and mechanistic understanding of neural networks is an active and unsettled research area. Treat visualizations as a useful first look, not as a guarantee. The field that studies this is sometimes called XAI, explainable AI, and has its own ongoing literature. Why this matters when you use AI? You see all three extensions in production. Detection is the engine behind autonomous vehicle perception, boxes around pedestrians, cars, traffic signs, security camera analytics, retail shopper tracking, document OCR pre-processing, and the face detection box your phone draws when it focuses. Segmentation powers medical imaging tools, tumor boundary measurement for radiology, photo background removal in consumer apps, AR features like virtual try-on, and per-pixel scene parsing in autonomous driving stacks. Visualization powers debugging when a model behaves strangely. Fairness analysis, does the model attend to spurious features that correlate with protected attributes? And AI safety research in general. If you ever build or deploy a vision system, the IOU formula is the metric you will end up computing. The saliency or GradCam map is the first thing you will produce to investigate a failed prediction. And the choice between faster RCNN, YOLO, or mask RCNN is the kind of pragmatic decision you make based on latency budget, accuracy floor, and whether you need instance-level masks. Common pitfalls. Treating detection IOU as a 0-1 quality measure. IOU is continuous. A prediction can be almost right at IOU 0.45, below threshold but visually fine, and wrong at IOU 0.51. The 0.5 threshold is convention, not truth. Stricter benchmarks, 0.75, or averaging across thresholds for MAP, exist precisely because 0.5 is loose, confusing semantic and instance segmentation. Semantic, every cat pixel says cat, no per cat identity. Instance, each cat's pixels are tagged with that cat's instance ID, different output formats, different evaluation, different architectures, FCN Maj UNet versus Mask RSIN. Reading saliency or GradCam as ground truth about why the model decided. These are local approximations. They are useful, often correct, occasionally misleading. A saliency map highlighting a region does not prove that region is the unique reason for the prediction. It shows that region is one thing the network used, thinking one-stage detectors are always faster. They are usually faster, but the gap depends heavily on the backbone, CNN, the image size, the inference framework, and the hardware. Real-time is not a property of the algorithm alone. What you should remember: object detection produces class and box lists per image. Two families, two-stage, RCNN, fast RCNN, faster RCNN. Proposal then classify, slower but accurate. And one-stage, YOLO, SSD, RetinaNet, single forward pass, faster. Both use anchor boxes, train with classification plus box regression loss, and evaluate with IOU, with MAP as the standard summary metric. IOU ILS intersection area, union area, segmentation labels every pixel, semantic segmentation, per pixel class only, FCN, UNET. Instance segmentation, per pixel class and per instance ID. Mask RCNN. UNET's encoder-decoder with skip connections is the standard shape for medical imaging. Visualization techniques peek inside trained CNNs. Saliency, gradient of class score, WRT input. Occlusion sensitivity, slide a mask and watch the score drop. Grad cam, class-weighted feature maps. Deep dream, activation maximization, gradient ascend and input. T-SNE, project deep features to 2D. Useful for intuition and debugging, not a complete explanation of network behavior. XI is an active research area. The training loop is unchanged. Each of these tasks defines its own losses, often a combination of classification plus box regression or per-pixel cross-entropy for segmentation, and Lesson 3's gradient descent plus Lesson 4's backprop run on top. The architecture and loss change. The engine does not. Three sentences capture the lesson. Detection adds where to what. Segmentation refines where all the way to per pixel. Visualization adds why, partially honestly, to what. All three sit on top of the convolutional architectures of lessons 5 and 6. Next, with detection, segmentation, and visualization covered for single images, the natural next question is how vision handles motion. The next lesson covers video understanding, the time dimension that one image does not have.